This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, December 20th, 2017. I'm Seymourie Ainsborough. The ride-providing company Uber has been dealt a major blow by Europe's highest court. The European Court of Justice has ruled that Uber must comply with the region's tough transportation rules. The court sided with the traditional taxis, saying that since Uber holds strict control over how drivers use its technology, the company must be considered a transport service. Uber often describes its drivers as partners, able to set their own hours. But the GMB union in the UK doesn't agree that the drivers are partners. Steve Gerlich is the secretary of the professional drivers branch of the GMB.
This term partners seems to be a very loose thing. The driver is often promised a great deal and not necessarily always receiving what they would expect. And it's very easy to say drivers are partners, but when you suddenly find yourself switched off from a platform and you don't have a reason why you've been switched off on the platform, that doesn't necessarily speak to a partnership in my view. It speaks to something a little bit more lopsided. Drivers are not necessarily their own boss, because if a driver declines a journey for a company, the driver can be deactivated on the company very, very easily. If a driver has an argument with somebody, which maybe only one side is heard, then frankly they could still be deactivated. It's like saying somebody who's employed has an argument with their boss one morning and suddenly their key card won't let them into the office building because they had an argument. Nobody would stand for that in an employed situation. Why should they stand for that in any other situation? The reality of the matter is that if you are starting to give people a framework to work within and an expected framework, that starts to become a work situation, a worker situation, rather than just a straight employed situation. And that's not just for Uber drivers, that's pretty much for anyone embarking on a similar type of contract throughout the United Kingdom. And then saying that you can come and go as you please is not strictly speaking true. If you turn down a couple of jobs with Uber, then you're sin binned. You're basically stopped from working for a set period of time. Now, I don't know any situation where an employer would go to somebody and say, you know what, I'm going to take you away from your keyboard for 20 minutes because you failed to do what I've asked you to do. It wouldn't be acceptable in any location. So Uber's modus operandi is very, very questionable.
One of the complaints Uber drivers have is that the company changes its rates according to demand, and so the drivers do not know how much they will be paid.
And part of the problem also is down to operators deciding how much they will charge. Rather than having converse, if you're having a contract with somebody, you would expect in a contractual situation that an individual would discuss a rate and agree a rate to work with. You wouldn't expect that the person who's giving you that contract to drop the rate without any discussion with the drivers whatsoever. Because frankly, seeing a rate drop of 30 to 50% as you're seeing somewhere in the industry is wholly unacceptable.
The decision by the European Court of Justice against Uber comes after the company was stripped of its license to operate in London. There have also been protests against the company in European cities, including Paris and Madrid. The American company also faces opposition in the United States. Bharavi Desai is the executive director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance.
It's a really difficult time. For us, the transformation is about taking a full-time profession and turning it into below minimum wage gig work, temporary work, very much romanticized as something flexible, when in reality, all that means is people who've been full-time, have been doing this as a career, are finding it harder and harder to make ends meet every day. If these companies were held to labor standards of minimum wage, then we wouldn't see the race to the bottom. They would not be allowed to keep gutting the rate of fare. We know that basic labor laws are being violated, and if we allow the misclassification and minimum wage violations to continue, not only do we disservice the Uber drivers directly, but we're setting and allowing a horrible precedent, I think, for millions of workers across the country.
The Spanish union, which brought the legal action which resulted in the decision by the European Court of Justice, says its goal is to have Uber banned completely, as is the case in Germany. I'm Seymourie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.